When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemist This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. Is that Kevin Pollack? What's that? Well, if you'd listen, you'd know that your ears are not what you talk through. Now then, if you understand me, wiggle your ears. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, let's quickly go to Jackie Gonzalez-Durruti. Hello, Jackie.
Yes, hello. Hello.
Better than all the rest and still humble. Tell us what you need to get done before Labor Day.
Well,
weirdly, we're less than a month from Labor Day.
Yeah, which is so crazy.
Yep.
My husband and I are shooting a short film.
Keep talking.
In 2 weekends. So we definitely have to get that done before Labor Day. That's our big plans.
How's my part?
We're rewriting it. That's the thing.
Good.
We keep tweaking it because we wanted to speak more Kevin, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want me acting. That's for sure.
We're trying to rewrite it so that you're like simultaneously at a tennis court and tossing pizza and fishing and
very
also answering
people
calls.
Can do all of that. Yeah. Yep. Know how to use a phone booth. Please say hello to Chris Anthony Alvarado. Too pretty to be funny. If your even more handsome 60-year-old self could come back in time and say anything to your current self, what would it be?
You don't need to be so afraid. You don't need to be so afraid. What are you so fucking afraid of?
Duh.
Just go do it.
Preach.
Just go make that short film. You know what I mean? Make it the fucking short. Thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm no, shoot. No, he's okay. Hey, it's Mark Gagliardi.
Hello.
No.
Django, Johnny, Jim, have you fired a weapon?
Yeah. Fired just today. No. I fired when I was in high school. My drama teacher taught me how to make a potato cannon, which is amazing. You get a big length of PVC pipe and you attach a slightly larger end of it so it looks like a big medicine dropper. Then you spray hairspray into it, kick the barbecue ignition lighter, and the potato that you've loaded in the other end will shoot out at a velocity fast enough, we found out, to raise a barn that needed to be raised. So we took down the walls of a building with a potato gun. It was awesome.
God damn.
Okay, other than just teaching all of our listeners how to do that, may I ask a follow-up question?
Sure.
What was your drama instructor doing teaching students to build weapons?
Well, my drama instructor, this is in Tennessee.
Keep going.
And we needed the wood to make a set for the delightful play, The Diviners.
Sounds like a fucking movie plot.
Oh, shit.
Movie idea.
And so to get the wood, he was like, we're going to tear down this old barn. But if we're going to do it, we might as well have fun doing it. So he taught us all how to use a potato cannon.
Wow. Yeah. He wins in so many ways.
Right.
And last, but only burnt toast smells for you. If you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Fart stats, Brat. Define your core for us, please.
I'll tell you my core. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All right. That's how many abs I got. And I'm not even talking about the obliques. You know what I'm saying? Because when I get in there, when I do core.
Your emotional core, if we could.
I don't know.
Let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions gathered from your listener emails. Yes, if you as a listener would like to participate by emailing and suggesting a scene suggestion, I personally will be grateful. Just write to us at alchemythis@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to support the show by becoming a Patreon member, head on over and get all them special perks at patreon.com/alchemythis. That email for listeners again is alchemythis@gmail.com. Scene one comes from Patreon Alchemaniac Mike Del Rosso, who wrote, hey, James found my review and read it aloud. I am the Buttermilk Jones. You guys are great. Then he added, hey, Kevin, are these donuts for everyone? And then he added, good evening, Kevin. This may get a bit lengthy, so feel free to edit as you see fit. A while ago, I fell into a YouTube wormhole of comedy clips and came across a vid of you doing impersonations, but only using one word to capture their essence. Liam Neeson, the one word, bananas. So there it is, my scene suggestion, Liam Neeson's Banana Cabana. Every banana I see is a banana. Also, are these donuts for anyone? We're still waiting on Mr. Neeson. Can you just keep an eye out at the front?
I can actually do a Liam Neeson. I can actually.
Okay.
We're going to need everyone to do a Liam Neeson. Okay. Cause this is a grand opening of Liam Neeson's Banana Cabana. Okay. So everyone needs to get the best Liam Neeson we can be. Okay. When Mr. Neeson comes in, he's expecting all of us to be Liam Neeson. Okay.
He's doing 7 minutes.
Then let's be ready.
You're going to teach everyone to do him in that time?
Ralph, I'm not going to... No, you were supposed to do this already. That was in the handbook.
If you don't already have a Liam Neeson, what are you even doing here?
All right, Linda, let's hear yours.
Banana.
Great. That was great.
It takes... Thank you.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
I think there might need to be an accent. I'm not
where's
sure.
Where's it coming from? It's so deep.
It's resonates. Coming from the heart, because I love him so much. I'm not qualified for this job at all. But my uncle's best friend's son found out how much I love Liam Neeson, and he hooked me up. So
what do you mean you're not qualified for this job?
Well, meaning that I've
do you
never
have any service experience?
No. No.
What the fuck? He's here in 7 minutes.
Okay. The only experience minutes. I have is babysitting. I've babysat.
What?
Like a
bunch. Oh my God. Okay. All right. Well, then just make sure
but
all the bread.
Girls. All girls. Yeah. All girls.
Okay. Just restock bread. Just restock bread.
Restock bread.
The banana bread. Restock the banana bread. Okay. When people are out here in the sun, they're going to want their banana bread. So just bring it out. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, don't worry. I've got this.
What do you mean, don't worry? Ralph doesn't know how to do a Liam Neeson. You're not a server.
Oh, God. I think if Ralph dug deep into his heart, he can find one.
Let me try.
Bananas.
Oh, it's a little... Whoa.
That was horrible, Ralph. Ralph, that was really, really bad. And if you do that in front of Liam Neeson, he's going to be so pissed.
Try again.
Bananas.
You're doing the same thing.
Hey, excuse me. Is this no longer an Olive Garden?
No, it's not. No, it's not. This is a Liam Neeson's Banana Cabana.
What the hell is that?
Well, I'm glad.
Is there unlimited breadsticks?
There is unlimited banana bread, but only for the people at the cabana by the pool.
Oh, honey, let's just stay. Let's stay. We always eat at Olive Garden.
I was trying to take my wife out for our anniversary dinner.
Oh, well, then this would be a perfect place. Why not something so romantic as Liam Neeson's Banana Cabana?
Is Mr. Neeson...
You said unlimited banana bread?
All right, Dad, I love you. Bye. Shit. It's bad.
What happened?
I think my parents, they simultaneously have gotten dementia or something.
Simultaneously?
Look, it's Thursday night, right?
Yep.
So Thursday night is their Olive Garden night.
Right.
And I usually give them a call, just tell them I love you. I always say unlimited or, whatever. And
yeah.
Alfredo sauce. And they've just kind of gone off the deep end.
Well, give me one reason you sense that.
They said they were at
the Olive Garden.
This is making me emotional because it's like so fucking crazy.
They're at the Olive Garden.
It'd be different if they said we were at the Olive restaurant or the Mediterranean diner, but
that garden said, place.
Yeah. They said they were at Liam Neeson's.
Welcome to Liam Neeson's Bananarama. Banana.
No,
banana
it's bandana. No, it's Liam Neeson's Banana Cabana.
Sorry, I'm training. Welcome to Liam Neeson's Banana Bandana. I'm sorry.
Cabana.
Welcome
Listen,
to
Neeson. God damn it.
Okay. It's okay. I'm just training, but
you're
I'm gonna
doing
be great,
great honey. You're doing you, great.
No, she's not. Don't say that. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
If this was Olive Garden, we'd already be at the salad bar.
Well, it's okay. We're having a new experience. We said we wanted to experience new things.
Does everything on the menu have a banana component?
I mean, I knew they were losing it because my dad thought that the Olive Garden has a salad bar, you know? And I was like, so he was starting to slip already, Sure, because they don't have that there.
No, never did.
My name is Stacy, and I've got a very particular set of skills to serve you up very well tonight.
Oh,
thank you.
That was good.
Thank
See,
you.
Aren't you enjoying it here at Liam Neeson's Banana Cabana?
Now, is it all Taken references, or are you also, is there Schindler's List stuff going on too? Or?
Yeah, there's some of that. We get a taste of all of his movies as well as all of these delicious banana treats. I'll leave these menus here for you and I'll be back.
Shoot, he's calling. Hey, Dad. Wait, Liam's there with you? He's saying Liam's there.
He's not with Liam Neeson. I know. This is so weird.
Here, I'll put it on speaker. Dad, are you there?
He says he has a very particular set of skills.
Mom, are you okay?
I'm fine, honey. We're at Liam Neeson's Banana Cabana.
And he's there now?
Liam Neeson is right here in the... Honey, are you okay?
Are you guys okay?
We got some asking us deep fried plantains as an appetizer.
Hold on, I just have to have two of these plantains.
Okay, then put on Liam Neeson. I'm so sorry. This is weird.
No, oh, Mr. Neeson.
Okay, putting him on.
Yeah, hello.
Okay.
Hello.
I don't know who you are, but those are my parents, okay? And they're obviously ill.
I don't know who you are. But
fucking Liam Neeson.
It is?
I've got a long list of people. That's and you might be on it. And I hope that you're not.
Don't piss them off. Say something. Say something. Just say something.
I'm going to save them all. I'm going to try. Some of them will already be dead. But some of them are going to live.
Don't kill my parents, Mr. Neeson.
What? So, yes. I'm here to actually have them have a wonderful time at my banana cabana. Very good times and delicious food.
Great. It's great. Good. Okay. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. Thank you. Thank you.
I love you in Schindler's List.
But
dude, what the fuck?
I guess they're okay.
Duh, that's the good news.
But what was that salad bar thing all about then?
Yeah. See, that's a good point.
Oh, I don't know. It all sounds so good. Can you read the specials one more time?
I can. But I'm just going to say, like, I can't do any more phone calls. Honestly, I just sweat so much. I had to switch my uniform. And we don't have that many in my size. So tiny.
You're very tiny. You need to eat something. Do you not eat the banana bread?
Oh,
honey,
I
she doesn't eat the banana bread.
I love the banana
bread. I've had two baskets already and I'm getting full.
Don't it's fill up too soon.
Delicious.
Can we take some to go if we want? Can we get the banana bread in one of those I could have saved one more bags?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
So I'll throw that in there for you and I'll read you the specials just one more time.
Great.
We've got a very dangerous banana foster. And also
Hi, Kurt.
Yep.
Kurt Fambler.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, it's come to our attention.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's come to our attention that I might not be okay.
Okay.
And that you might be the only individual who has the skills to save me.
I have a certain set.
All right. And I'm here to ask you for that help.
Who sent you?
A friend of ours, a mutual friend. You might know him.
Tim?
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
You met with Tim a couple days ago? He was talking about Liam Neeson. Is that correct?
And he said he would give you a certain word to say to me, and then I would know you're cool.
Spaghetti feet.
Wow. That was the big surprise. It was two words.
Well, it was a hyphen, I assumed.
Me too.
But
anyways, how can I help?
I need
just say
I need you to rob Roy me.
Okay.
All right.
And today?
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And you need you to free me. All right.
You brought.
I need you to free me.
A duffel full of
socks, kilts, yeah, maces, long swords, you name
good,
it.
Good, good.
All right.
Great. I just need you to pay in advance and.
Of course.
Ready to go.
670, 680, 690. You just tell me when to stop. 700. 710.
So you're saying Olive Garden never had a salad bar?
No, honey. Olive Garden's never had a salad bar.
Maybe it's a Mandela effect thing going on. I remember being at a salad bar at an Olive Garden.
Oh, honey, I'm getting a little worried about you. You know, I had a long talk with our son yesterday, and
which one?
the taller one of the two.
Yep, I can see him.
You know
I can picture him now.
Yep. Damn it. Well, now this is all I can think about.
What some more banana bread? How is everything going for y'all?
Oh, it's great. It's great.
Please, no more banana bread. I realize that I finished. I topped out that last basket, but I don't need any
more. Of course. Yeah. We just want to make sure that just in case you want it, it's right here. Liam Neeson's Banana Cabana.
And so I have to apologize to you guys. I just remembered that Liam Neeson is in love, actually, and that I should have been doing an accent this whole time, and I have to apologize.
Oh no!
To you.
Oh,
we also want to say we will comp the meal. We will comp the entire meal gosh. Because Stacey here.
Oh, that's yeah.
Stacey's
not necessary.
Been so great. It's her first day. She's so good.
I mean, if my parents are in such a good place, maybe I should go there and celebrate. I mean, I want to see Liam Neeson. Wouldn't you want to meet Liam Neeson?
Yes, yes, yes. Let's go.
Hey, you're not just my stoner pal. You were like, we could do like outdoor stuff, you know, go outside.
Should we walk? Should we Uber? How should we get there?
Yeah, I'll call us an Uber.
Okay, cool. Because I got a skateboard.
No, I know, but that'd be.
Hello, Uber. How can I help you?
Hi there. I would like to schedule a car, please.
Okay, from where to where?
From my location to Liam Neeson's banana.
Where is your location?
Oh, I thought maybe you could see it somehow.
I'm on the phone, sir. I can't see that.
Okay.
Try to upsell them to a luxury car.
Do you want to go in a shit box?
No. No, not at all.
Okay, I'll just bump you up to a luxury car then.
Okay. Can I just give you?
I like how you did that. I like how you.
Yeah,
did
you that. Do like that, Daddy.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, I got you for a luxury sedan. I got two cars, one following the other. All right.
That is scene one. That is only scene one. Oh, mommy, make it stop. Oh, fuck.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Scene 2 comes to us from listener Andrew, who simply wrote, "Hi, Kevin and Alchemy crew. If you're reading this on air, I'm probably having a panic attack because I'll feel personally responsible for whatever happens next." Oh, don't. Don't do that, Andrew. You literally have nothing to do with what's about to happen. I cannot. I'm not sure I can handle it. We'll see. Scene suggestion. People who feel superior for shunning social media now struggle to organize, coordinate something without it. Cheers. Andrew, that was awesome.
I'm just so, is this nice? We get together, we grill, right? We're just talking.
Food. We're eating actual food.
This is great,
Beverage.
This is good.
This is nice. Feels like it's happening. Feels like we're doing it.
Because it is.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Because it is. Yes.
That's right. We're taking photos. We're just showing each other those photos.
And look at that. Look at
Hashtag fun.
Sorry.
I don't know why I said hashtag. It's just fun. It's just fun.
Just fun, dude.
You're having fun. Is that what you mean, Tom?
I'm having fun.
Okay. That's a spirit. Can I get you another lowbrow?
Hold on. Sorry.
Was this a sponsored post?
I feel like you called him Tom, and that's his IG handle because Barry called him Luke, and that's we're going by real names.
It's okay. Look, it's all right. It's all right.
We're all off.
We're all off social media.
Okay. We're off.
We're offline.
MTV unplugged. Am I right?
Acoustic.
I can still breathe. I can still laugh. I'm having fun.
I was the first to get Tom on Instagram.
I know, so cool. All right.
Who was the guy?
That was my handle.
Who was at MySpace? Was it MySpace Tom?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Yeah. Iconic.
Hello. There are burgers ready to eat here and now. Here and now. So quick little thing.
Fuck! I burned myself. Fuck!
Yeah,
fuck,
you can't.
Well, you put your hand right on the
Jesus
grill.
Jesus Christ!
That's a real thing.
What do I do?
How do I be here? Just own it. Feel it.
Let's feel it.
Look it up. Look up how to heal.
We said no internet today.
You could ask a question on Facebook.
Damn it! Somebody ask a fucking question on Facebook, please.
No internet today.
You can ask us, buddy. Just ask us.
What do I do?
Okay, doesn't that feel better? You asked people.
Let's use our minds.
My hands are fucked up.
Ice is good.
Put your hand in the cooler.
There we go. What did we learn, buddy?
My skin is falling off.
Yeah.
The skin's coming right off in the ice.
That's right.
What do I do?
Just be present.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Hey, how about that sporting event that was recent?
Yeah. That was a good sporting event.
It unfolded.
Babe, I can't go to the party. I can't go to the barbecue. I can't show up like this.
You're fine. What do you mean you can't show up like this? Look at your what? Look at your... Oh, honey.
Sorry, Alexa is offline.
Look at my real face.
Honey, do you realize what just... happened? You just buffered.
What?
You just buffered in real life.
I did?
Yeah. You stopped for half a second, froze, a little wheel spun in front of you, and then you came right back in the end of a sentence that I didn't even hear the last part of. You are right. We cannot go to this barbecue if you're buffering.
I am the internet. If I am the internet, why is my chin this large? Why is my nose not tiny? Oh, why are my eyes not huge? Why don't I look the way that I do when I look at myself on my phone?
These are the questions that you ask yourself in the moment that you realize that you, in fact, are the internet.
What can I say? I want what I want, and I want my fake face. I want my fake face.
Your face is wonderful. I love your face. I love your real face.
This face?
Yes, this face. This face.
I can't believe I turned into the internet and my face didn't even follow.
Bing, bing, bong. Bong.
What was that?
It's the front door.
It's at the door.
Oh, God. I thought you were internetting again.
I'm not beep boop bop.
Well, you buffed.
I'm not a robot. I'm at the front door.
Hold on. Please don't manifest as the internet while I answer the door.
I think right. I'm always the internet now.
Hello?
Hey, I got every single box from Amazon here. Just want to drop it off.
Oh. Yeah, I guess just put it in the front closet.
Every single box?
Every single
from you think I'm going to go inside and drop it in your front closet? Buddy, I'm just here to drop it on your lawn.
Every single box from which order?
Is there a problem, Hal?
All of them.
No, we're good. Whoa, we're good.
Every single box from Amazon.
Oh, my God. This is because you're the internet. Every single box.
Robert.
Let's go, buddy.
You still love me, though, right?
I mean, of course I love you.
It's thick and thin. This is thin. This is, or is it thick? I'm not sure. This
was
rough.
Not in our vows. That's what this is.
Okay. So what's happening is you're not picking up when I go, row, row, row your boat. Then you go. Okay, ready? And row, row, row your boat. Okay, guys.
I'm so cold.
Guys, we can have fun. We're having fun.
I'm having fun. This is great. This is Luke's. One of the best. He's not having fun, but I think we have to carry on.
I'm trying. This is what we, this is how, this is fun.
Let's just be EMTs that have arrived on the scene and found this guy in this kind of pain. And
just go online. Just go online and ask for help.
No, no, we made a fucking, we made a 12-hour commitment, everybody. We made a 12, and if we can't keep our commitments, what the fuck are we?
That's exactly right. Our commitments are more important than your shredding skin.
Hashtag commitment.
Oh, okay, Tom, God, I mean, Luke, shit.
Fuck.
We Luke, you're going to have to leave. You're going to have to fucking leave.
Take up your skin and get the fuck out.
Please. Okay, I'm going to log off.
Buddy, you're right here with us. Look at me. I'm right in front of you. You don't have to log. Okay? The only log I need from you is some poop.
What?
Why did you say that?
Honey, look, I don't know if we're going to be able to go to this barbecue now. They said specifically no internet.
And before, I thought I couldn't go because my face doesn't look right.
Oh, my God. Is this still about... Look, I want you to walk up. Come here. Look in the mirror. Look in this mirror right here. Tell me what you see.
A monster.
No, you're not.
A monster.
I'll tell you
That's
what I
so
see.
So close to looking right. So close.
Oh, you've been but so close to looking there. Right in every photo you've ever taken. So close. I'm so... Look, this is the face that I fell in love with. This one right here in the mirror. Are you...
Hey, excuse me. I was told I could get porn here.
Yeah, I mean, you could literally ask me anything, but yeah, if you need porn,
sir, how did I you? Are you from Amazon? Are you one of those Amazon guys? Just get. Oh, for God's sake,
redhead POV.
Teeth for cash. Teeth for cash. Turn in your teeth. Teeth for cash.
Sorry,
oh, sorry, it's
ads.
A pop-up.
I'm sorry to interrupt Mr. Google, but something is terribly wrong with the internet.
What could possibly be wrong?
It seems everything has been rerouted. There's no more internet. Really, everything has just stopped online. From what our last data was telling us, it's been pinpointed right here to this house.
Whose house is that?
Well, it's a couple. It's Ryan and Sarah Kroger, not the supermarket empire, but that's
dig deeper. It's not really them.
Okay.
Dig deeper.
Do you want to just tell me what's going on, or
find me the source?
Okay.
All right, I believe it's Elon Musk. So just keep looking. Just keep looking.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
You popped out under that blanket and scared the hell out of me. Holy shit.
I think it's Musk. I think this is Musk.
Okay, yeah, I thought the same thing, too.
Please.
That was 100%.
Break it down further.
All right, look, if I use the phone, a landline, that is an internet. So I will call you an ambulance.
That's great.
From the landline.
This is great. Hey, this is problem solving. We didn't need to look it up.
He's unconscious.
All right, we can still help him.
Should we be live streaming this?
No. But does he have a landline? This is his house.
I mean, let's just go inside. There's got to be one somewhere. Let's just look. Where would it be?
Holy shit.
Alexa, where's the landline?
Don't ask.
Landline. Are you my dad? Are you my daddy?
Oh, fuck. What's this?
What? Who the fuck is it? What? Why is it so smoky in here?
Kid, are you smoking?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you know where the phone is?
Uh-huh. Follow me.
Okay.
Wait, I don't think this is a good idea.
I don't either. I'm so scared.
Follow this kid through the smoke.
Okay.
Shit. All right, you're going to have to get on your hands and knees and crawl through this hole.
Oh, fuck. All right.
What the fuck was Dan doing here? Besides, what the fuck was Dan doing? Did anybody know he had a kid?
No. I don't know anything about him. It's just
have you seen my dad?
Oh, yeah, he's out front or in the back. I mean, he's in the back.
I love him.
All right, we gotta stop this.
Okay,
we gotta stop this. We gotta use the internet.
No, no. Show us where the phone is. Show us where the phone is.
Okay. All right.
We're just gonna call first.
Climb up this tree trunk.
Uh-oh.
How's there a tree in the house? So great.
You know what, Sarah? You know what? I love you the way you are. And I know all of our friends love you the way they are. And rules be damned. Let's go to that barbecue. Me and my wife, the internet.
God, I love you so fucking much.
I love you so fucking much. Come on.
I know, right? My body hurts with how much I love you.
Reverse cowgirl. Reverse cowgirl.
Please.
Okay, all right.
Oh, no, the ambulance is here.
What are all these sounds?
Was that?
Y'all have a dial-up modem? Well, what's going on?
That is scene two. Oh, buddy boy.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. A bottle of Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment can clean your system and help your engine get more MPGs. Right now, you can get two bottles for only $9.99. A great deal to help you go a great deal farther. Find Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment and everything you need for better fuel efficiency at any one of our 6,300 stores.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Scene 3 comes from patron VIP Boots Rain Gear, who wrote, "Hi, that, Kevin. Here's a suggestion. Flashlight enthusiasts and fleshlight enthusiasts have booked their conference on the same weekend." Now, Boots followed that up with, "Hi, Kevin. I accept that the last suggestion wasn't good, but neither is this one." And then it's a suggestion about James Heaney.
So we're going with the fleshlight.
Kevin, I always ask this every few episodes, because there's like, you can go through them, you can reply, thanks so much, this time. Yeah.
But, and I always think, if I read the patron VIPs and they are just ill-advised and should be thrown in the trash heap, then I'm going to get feedback. And that's what you've allowed, and I appreciate that.
All right, flashlight and fleshlight conferences double booked.
The great thing about this flashlight is that it actually floats in the water as well. So if you're in some kind of storm and obviously you lose power and you need light, but oh my gosh, now there's a bunch of water.
You know, I actually came here for the flashlights.
Quick question. How do we fuck that?
Yeah, where do we put our dicks in that flashlight?
Deborah, tell them.
So this flashlight takes two
Deborah, where do they put their dicks?
I would say that you keep them in your pants and then you press this button to just ignite.
All right, we're getting swamped here, okay? As a medical staff, we were not told this was going to be going, but look, there's a lot of guys out there who are getting battery burn on their hoo-has, okay?
Whoa.
On their assholes?
On the
hoo-has?
On their hoo-has.
The vaginas?
The taint? What's a man hoo-ha? What's a man
hoo-ha? Hoo-ha is a vagina.
Okay, son. Now it's time for the talk of the birds and the bees.
Okay.
All right. Now, I've withheld this from you for a number of years due to our strong religious beliefs, but you must know what a man's business is called.
Okay.
All right. It's called a hoo-ha.
Okay, mine's a hoo-ha.
Yeah, that's your hoo-ha that you're touching right now.
Uh-huh. And what is a lady?
What is, a lady doesn't have anything. A man has a hoo-ha.
And a lady has
a
nothing.
A woman has nothing.
Okay. And a congregation needs to know
that the Bible.
Amen.
Might have information that is reserved.
Preach!
Do you see what just came out his mouth?
Oh, a baby!
Is that how babies are made?
Look, Diana, I know this is your first Vegas event, and I think you're doing great, but just what are we trying to do here?
You tell me.
Well, I hope we're on the same page. You're trying to sell these flashlights, right?
Yes.
Okay. So when you're giving the information about the floating, good.
Yeah, good.
Talking about battery life, good.
Good.
Wattage, LED, all good words.
I have all of those words in my personal lexicon of words that I use.
I am so sorry to interrupt. Mr. Humphreys?
Yeah.
The credit card for the room you have at the Bellagio.
Hold on before you finish.
It's not working?
Before you sentence. Come on, just Diana, give me 1 second. Just answer the questions, Diana. Whenever they ask, give them an answer.
Do you
sorry, you were saying?
The credit card was declined again.
Give me one. You know what? It's good because I wanted to pay cash anyway.
We need a credit card now.
I have. Okay, which one did I give you? What were the last four on that?
4 digits?
Yeah.
It was the last 4 cards because I'm not sure you're going to be able to stay at the Bellagio, sir.
Well, this is my business, actually. You see that? Right? I'm a business owner. You see her? She works for me. So, like, I got income coming in. I could just pay cash. It'd be really helpful.
Housekeeping. Housekeeping.
He needs to come in to clean the room. Yes, sir. We're going to be switching you out. And from what it looks like from the balled up pieces of paper right there, it looks like you got $6 in total. You wanted to pay the room for $6.
A lot has changed because I didn't realize this is all happening in my room. Diana.
Now, this little baby here is state of the art. And you'll notice as I hit the on button here, and okay, I am not getting any light out of that. The batteries need to be changed. I just have to unscrew the bottom here, and all it takes, ladies and gentlemen, is 4D batteries.
Is that thing empty?
Quick, get it!
Hey, hey!
Is your dick empty?
What are you?
Is it good?
Quit hogging it!
All right, Marines, when I say go, give me two push-ups. Hoo-ha!
Hoo-ha!
That means dick.
Yeah, just, and you gotta touch it when you say it. You gotta give it a.
What?
You gotta just give it a light touch when you say it.
Hoo-ha means dick. Did you know that?
No, it doesn't.
And also, we say hoorah here, sir.
Excuse me.
The Marines, we say hoorah.
Are you talking up to me?
No, sir.
You're going to get five imposter. Times two. So now you're going to get 10
imposter. Imposter.
You call me? You all call me imposter. You're all gonna get your asses.
Beat. No, that guy who called you out. He's an imposter. Oh
God!
Kick his ass.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. I know I'm gonna answer all your questions right now.
Get out of the buffet. You're in the way of the
buffet. Nobody can eat until we solve this problem.
Is Liam Neeson here?
Okay, that's not one of the questions.
I'm trying to get to the salad buffet.
Now listen, there are two conferences going on at the same time.
Which one?
The Fleshlight.
Right.
And the Flashlight.
You saying the same thing?
What's the difference?
Honey, I think he's saying the same thing.
I think so, too.
What's the difference between hoo-ha, hoorah, and booyah?
Hoo-ha.
And
okay,
which one's
no.
my dick?
Okay. All right. Look.
Is this banana fine. Bread unlimited?
You know what? Stick your things wherever you want to put them. All right? Put whatever
what
you got.
What if you're a woman and you've got nothing? You got nothing. You can't put anything out or in. It's just nothing.
Is that true?
I am. I'm so sorry to interrupt. Sir, Mr. Humphreys, can I talk to you for a second? You're supposed to be working in the kitchen, okay? You're supposed to be paying off the room. You're paying off the room, all right? Just,
can we?
We don't need you out here.
Over here. So what were you saying?
Don't tell me over here, okay?
Sorry, sir. I know you're my boss now. I'm just not used to this. What happened to my assistant, Diana?
I don't know.
She's still at my. She at my booth.
Last thing we know, she signed up at the Marine stand at the Bellagio.
Oh shit! Okay. Okay.
Now we need those salads to come out now. We're running out of chopped and Caesar.
So you want to open another Badana Cabana in Vegas?
Yeah, yeah. We feel now is the time to strike.
I've been told that we're losing money on all the ones we've put out there already.
So far. But, you know, you got to try. You can't be in it if you plan on winning it.
This is my name and my likeliness.
That you've sold us. So, yeah, we're going to.
I'm so sorry.
What is it, Larry? Larry?
This is my dad. He's sick.
Oh, no.
You're not talking to Liam Neeson.
Who am I?
No, I'm Liam Neeson.
No, this is my dad.
He thinks like him?
I have a very particular set of skills.
Okay, ask him then. Ask him if there's a salad bar at Olive Garden.
Hey, Mr. Neeson, do you happen to know if there's a salad bar at the Olive Garden?
There is a salad bar at Olive Garden, yes.
See, really what did I tell you? What
yeah,
did I tell
about
you?
Your dad.
Yeah.
God damn it.
So the first thing you do when you get there is you grab a plate and you go straight to the salad bar.
Oh, wow.
No. I mean, and you say, keep those breadsticks coming.
He does that, it pretty good, Neeson. That's the thing.
I mean, he's got good credit and good ideas. If you want to get into business with him, just go ahead, I guess.
Okay, let's see where this goes. Okay, so the first thing then, Mr. Neeson, is that I get the, just go to the salad bar and get a plate?
Just go to the salad bar and get a plate.
Right. And do I need any sort of special skills for that?
You need a very particular set of skills.
Okay, what are they?
So, do I get this water bottle here even if I don't sign up with the Marines? Do I still get to keep the water bottle here?
Yeah, you get to keep the water bottle. That's our gift to you.
Awesome. Okay, great. Thank you so much. This is awesome. Even if I don't, you know, so what? I don't have a job. I have a water bottle. That's my own.
Excuse me. You're gonna stick your dick in that?
What?
You're gonna put your hoo-ha in that?
You don't talk to me like that, son. Get on the ground. Marine kick. Marine kick.
You're strong, man. I like that. I want to be like that.
Join the Marines.
Okay.
Devil dogs.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna join the devil dogs. Done? Is that it?
Hold on a second. You got quiet. Then like a little wheel started spinning in front of you.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm the internet.
All right. So listen, Connor, I'm digging the design and the ideas and the forward thinking. Let me just get a couple of questions. Okay. What is the necessity of a light? Is it just a play on words on flashlight? Is that why you're calling it flashlight?
Are you questioning Connor? Is that what it is? You're questioning Connor and his design choices?
As you know, marketing pretty much drives the world. So you've come up with this great design. We just have a problem with the name. I don't understand. It's just a play on flashlight? That's it?
Yes. The whole point is to play on flashlight. Fleshlight, flashlight. English is my first language, and I know this.
You're right, because we can't call it a jack-off machine. I understand
exactly,
that.
Exactly. A flashlight.
But
and also because of the shape of it. Look at the shape. What does the shape remind you of?
A tube?
We're going to call them dick tubes? No, it's a fleshlight. It's cute. It's a cute name for a thing.
Yeah. Is that what we want out there in the marketplace? Cute names?
There's not enough cute sex toys.
But my patent is for human flesh to make light. I don't understand.
Well, too bad. I'll see you in the courtroom in 5 minutes.
This is insane.
We're not supposed to be talking.
Don't talk to the other party.
We're not supposed to
Walter.
Be talking to each other.
I thought I was going to be able to compromise something. I mean, my technology can actually make human skin light.
We're going to handle it in the courtroom, Walter.
I just don't understand.
Speaking of handling things, you want to sue me still? Oh, why don't you just try this? Take this. Try it. See what you think.
Don't do it, Walter. Don't. As your lawyer,
don't try it.
When the hell have you helped me, huh?
I've been trying for months.
Dad, are you going to put your hoo-ha on that?
Babe, how did the trial go? The case?
Well, I fist fought my dad. And he knocked me out.
And where's Oliver? You took our boy with you.
I forgot to bring him back.
And did you win the case?
No. The judge said making flesh actually illuminate or project lumens or whatever the phrasing is. I'm so fucked up from the head.
Your dad knocked you out.
Knocked me out. I lost it all. And the judge said that.
Do you want to have sex?
No, I don't want to have sex. I just want to.
What? You never not want to have.
I don't want to have sex. I want to take a bath. Okay.
You've never taken a bath in the 24 years we've been married. Oh,
guess we're starting. All right. I just want to soak.
What? You never said I want to soak.
I got knocked out by dad, who's my lawyer.
What the hell is this? This is not the porn I asked for.
That's our show for today. Oh, baby, sometimes there's a sweet spot, God. Even though the suggestion is bad. You work with it, and you get there. And we got there, and I'm thrilled, and I love you all, and I want to thank Jackie Gonzalez DeRuthe first and foremost for making magic with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank you, Craig, for... showing me really actually what Liam Neeson sounds like, and it was eye-opening. And
I mean, there's a lot
it
of
it was helpful
it was there's graceful. A lot of inventory online too also.
Yeah, it's in the moment he lost, you know. I was like, oh yeah, I know what he's not. No, I don't.
It is.
It's a little growly and a little Irish.
Yeah. I'm going to come back with that nailed.
Yeah. For someone from Ireland, and there's not quite enough. There's more gravel.
Oh, and Chris, he is in Star Wars, just so you know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What does he play? Ones. Chewbacca?
Come on, dude. Show some respect.
He's the original Chewbacca.
He's like yeah. Jesus, ones. Dude. With the little boy.
He's in The Phantom Menace.
Yes.
Oh.
Little Anakin.
Okay. Qui-Gon Jinn.
Oh, yeah. Qui-Gon Jinn. He lives on the moons.
Come on, dude. You don't got
to. He lives on the moon.
Just say, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. You don't got to do this.
Or say it's not interesting. I didn't know. Either no, one
it's,
works.
It's interesting. I didn't know that. Thank you.
And thank you, Jackie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any more use out of the machine to your left?
The bike?
Yes. Oh, I ride the bike many times a week. I love
and you
the
just
bike.
Face the
she's
wall.
Lying. She's lying.
I just face the wall. No, I'll take
no,
it.
No, she's lying.
Outside. Actually, Joey
okay,
caught
that's
me
crazy.
Riding it the other day.
Yeah, I called her and she was like, I'm on the bike. And I was like,
I know,
what?
I was breathing heavy. And I was like, I am on the bike. Sometimes I'll take it outside, listen to something. But
I thought she was literally like on the road.
No, stationary bike outside is the best.
Yeah.
That's the new it. Thank you. Mark Gags.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. This is always a delight, and it's so wonderful to see everybody's faces.
Still love the fake background. It's the greatest.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yep. This, just so homey.
And actually, I just turned around with a camera and took a picture of my apartment from this point of view, and then I had it, uploaded it as a Zoom background.
That's smart.
Yeah.
So smart.
Yeah. I'm not even home right now.
It doesn't matter what your place looks like. Even if you were, you could put that up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Super cool. Super chill. And thank you.
Thank you.
The name of the podcast again, please, for everybody?
We Got This with Mark and Hal.
That's
correct. Check it out on Max Fun.
All right. Craig Kukowski?
Yeah, I'd love to, if you can indulge me, I would love to point out the difference in the portrayal of Zeus in Clash of the Titans between Laurence Olivier and Liam Neeson. Because Laurence Olivier in the original Clash of the Titans famously gave a line reading where he said, "Release the Kraken!"
Yes.
Implying that as Zeus, he has several beasts at his disposal ready to go at any moment. And for this particular job, the Kraken is the one who needs to be used.
Sure.
And Liam Neeson changed the line reading to "Release the Kraken."
Huh.
Emphasizing release, implying that what he does is every day he gives a series of orders of things to do to the Kraken. Massage the Kraken.
Yeah. Walk the Kraken.
Call the Kraken. Sure.
All right. So we've learned something very helpful and important today, and I thank you for that. And thank Carla for making a cameo earlier. Much appreciated. Chris Alvarado?
Yeah, buddy? Quick thing. I went to Costco yesterday alone and got some really good stuff, but I also bought this French bread, pain au chocolat, and it's just little chocolate rolls of bread, and that's not healthy, and I had tomatoes and bananas and I had everything all set to be a good boy, and then I ended up eating six of the eight rolls last night, and this last morning... Night. And this morning, I took the other two in my car before I went surfing. I've had eight, and I haven't had anything else.
But are they chocolate croissants? Or?
Yeah, kind of like that, but they're not actually. It's not actually. I thought it's actually more like a chocolate. It's like a roll.
French
bread. Like a Hawaiian roll, soft with two little things of chocolate in there.
Sounds delicious, but I'm going to suggest.
But I ate all eight. I haven't had a vegetable. I haven't had anything.
Have you pooped? Here's the good news, Chris.
Maybe a little too much.
You're talking about it. If you did all that and didn't say a word, we'd have a problem.
Thank
but you're talking about it. You know what's up.
Good. Yeah.
You're having a moment.
I just had a moment.
Had a food moment. And now you've shared. Mm-hmm. And now you sit your butt on that toilet until things happen.
I know, but I have eight more.
I'll be there in 20 minutes.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I've had 16 of them.
I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Joey Greer, thank you for stopping by. We appreciate most of what you do.
I thank you, and I appreciate you saying that. Oh. And I just want to let people know if they want to know what's really going on with me, they want to kind of access their third eye and get on a higher level of consciousness, check out my TikTok.
Okay.
God bless Chim Chum.
God
I'm
bless
not on
Chim
TikTok, but Chum. He posts them on Instagram, and I'm a big fan.
All right. There's an endorsement testimonial.
Yeah.
There it is.
This is the TikTok you want to be following, for sure.
This is where it's
Joey,
at.
Joey, I am your father.
Who's that, Joey?
That's my dad.
That's right. And he's got your nose. All right. Let's thank all of you and Doug Boehm, our producer to the stars. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking each and every damn one of you so very, very much for giving a good gosh darn for these proceedings. And stay involved if and when you can. Tell everyone you've ever met. And remember, be kind to each other. Until next time.
Alchemy this.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.